right now on VFN TV. We're continuing today with 17 prophetic words for 2017. We started in our last program. We're going to finish it up today, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. I'm going to welcome you to the VFN TV television program. Also with me today in a few moments is John Ramos. I want to say how much it means to us, how so many of you write us and pray for us and sign up for the I Abide plan and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, and just, you know, I want to give a big shout out to Vega in Missouri. Thank you for the cookbook. You know, Don't Trust a Skinny Cook. I mean, you guys bless us so much. And we're so thankful for what you're doing. And let's just do this thing together. We're going to continue today with the 17 prophetic words for 2017. We began it in our previous program, but we're on the sixth word today. And I'm very excited about it because it's about the increasing of anointing, the anointing of God. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. As a matter of fact, let's go to Patricia King as she shares the sixth prophetic word of the 17 for 2017.
Number six, increased anointing is going to be activated in believers in 2017, and especially for two purposes, to break strongholds and to produce good works, to give birthings to good works. And it's going to be like that. All of a sudden, the Lord will speak to you about something, the anointing will come upon you, and it'll break it open. Just the anointing will break it open and give the birthing of that, and it'll be for the goodness of God, for the greatness of His testimony, to bring goodness to mankind.
This is so important because you think about it, our mindsets can determine our destiny. And God's going to begin to just anoint us in a new way, a heavier anointing. An anointing is what breaks the yoke. You know, God moving with us, the Spirit of God. And I think about, you know, we have this available for all of our VFN partners that are out there, VFN TV and VFN KB partners. But it's mindsets determine your destiny. You think about this. They went and gave medication to two particular patients. They went through the same surgery, thoracic surgery, opened up their muscles, opened up their bones, went inside and did surgery on them. But they did something different to both of them. They both got the very same medication. But one man got the medication that was delivered by a nurse when she came in. She talked to him. She told him, hey, this is going to be pain medication. It's going to reduce your pain. And then she gave him in the IV, gave him the medication. The other man got the same medication, but a nurse didn't come in. They just did it mechanically, and it went into his arm. But what they found out was that the man who actually had the interaction with the nurse, he was able to get his mind engaged with what's going on. And his pain dropped more than the other man's. As a matter of fact, they did this several different patients. They found out that when you're thinking about it and your mind is involved, and God's going to begin to anoint your mind this year, because what you're thinking determines your destiny. It begins to change all the makeup of our lives. And you think about this, that I think about that they begin to study it more about the particular mind and how it works. And God created you in His image and His likeness. And so you're like God in that way. And so He gives you this free will to be able to create, and you got to get involved in the processes of your life. And this anointing that's coming in 2017 requires for our minds to line up, because prophecy, these words are invitations for God. He's inviting you into them, but you have to get in there. So they actually went out there and they went across the United States, and they found almost like 84 different housekeepers and hotels around the United States. And they wanted to kind of test this experiment out a little bit more about if you change your mind, does it change the outcome? And what they did was they took half of those housekeepers and hotels, and they didn't do anything different with them. They took a basic survey of their blood pressure, their weight, job satisfaction, and things like that. And then the other half, they sat them down and had a 15-minute conversation with them. They said, listen, did you know when you make up a bed that you burn 60 calories, and when you clean a bathroom, you burn 70 calories? And they talked about their work that they do. And they said, so you can expect to lose weight, be healthier, lose body fat, and have greater job satisfaction. And so they let them go off for like 6 weeks, and they came back and checked them out. And guess what? The ones who were talked to, the ones who heard the word and had an expectancy for that thing to come to pass, even though they did the same thing that they've always done, guess what? The ones who got the 15-minute talk, who understood that it's an exercise thing that you can lose weight. Lost weight. They lost body fat. They had a blood pressure went down. Their hypertension went down, and their job satisfaction went up. I mean, we have this available for you. It's mindsets matter. They determine your destiny. But I want to encourage you. We're sharing these prophetic words for you. You're going to have to get engaged. God's inviting you. And he's talking about anointing in our mindsets. And these strongholds, when you think about strongholds, those are mindsets, things that we just can't stop thinking that way. And it's like, if God says you're blessed, you're blessed. If God says he's going to pour out a blessing and this is a breakthrough year, you need to claim it. And if something comes up and says it's not going to be a breakthrough year for you, pull that thing down and change your mind. If you'll change your mind, you'll change your destiny. Well, this is so exciting. We have another prophetic word for you. This is the seventh of the 17 words. And don't forget, you get the rest of them in our previous program. But this particular word is about revival and revolution and reformation that's going to begin to take place. And Dutch Sheets writes about a book he just released, and this book's called The Way Back. And he's talking about we've got to begin to dig in and begin to be trailblazers in reformation, reforming how we do things and restructuring. As a matter of fact, let's listen right now to Patricia King as she talks about this prophetic word about revival, revolution, reformation, and the mantles that are going out this year. Let's take a look.
Also, number 7, revival, revolution, and reformation. Get ready to receive revival anointings, revolutionary anointings, and reformer anointings. And I see these mantles going out over many of you that are watching right now are receiving those mantles. Many individuals, many of you who have felt in this last season very empty and dry and unfruitful, kind of distant from God, are going to experience personal renewal in 2017. Some of you, it's already started. But especially after February the 14th of this year, there's going to be many individuals. All of a sudden, they're going to feel like they came out of a dark cave. They're going to come out and see the light, so to speak. And also, there's going to be apostolic revival centers that are already present, but it's going to expand. A lot of the ones that are already in the earth are going to be strengthened, but there's going to be a birthing of new ones that are going to be these centers that will host, like, maybe local churches, healing rooms, prayer rooms, prayer houses. It's like a combination of things that birth revival. And they're going to be these apostolic revival centers, and I see them in all the nations of the world. I see a revival trail in the spirit in Australia. I see it in South Africa. I see Zimbabwe right now. And so there's different nations of the world, especially, that are going to carry, it's almost like pockets of these revival centers, these apostolic revival centers that is going to be amazing. And so they're going to expand and become more established, more deeply established in 2017. Now, in the area of revolution, listen to this. Anything that causes you to feel revolted inside of your spirit is ground, is seed for a revolution, to make change, to revolt against it. And so there's going to be holy revolution in areas in 2017 where you'll see a company of believers raised up, individuals who will say, enough is enough. I'm revolted by this or that or the other. In fact, Donald Trump, again, I'm going to bring up his name again because I believe that God is raising him up as a revolutionary, that there's things that he sees that are revolting him as far as injustices in the nation that are going to be brought back into order. If you are revolted in your heart about something, you have the invitation to be a revolutionary. So I see revolutionaries emerging, and that is going to result in reformation or reforming. Again, I'm speaking over Trump right now for the nation, is that there's going to be a reforming of different structures in the nation that are going to facilitate the goodness of God or the purposes of God. So many of you are going to be invited by the Lord to be his holy revolutionaries and reformers in this hour. Okay, I wanted to read to you a word from Cindy Jacobs, Apostolic Council Prophetic Elders Gathering. And she writes this: we are hearing the words, new wine, new wine. A convergence of all the past moves of God are coming together with the manifestations of Pentecostal fire, the healing and deliverance crusades, the latter rain glory being poured out with new realms of glory, the evangelicals' burden of the lost, and the Jesus people movement, love for the lost, the gifts of the Holy Spirit from the charismatic renewal movement, the third wave theological credibility, the revelation of the prophetic movement, and the relational networking of the apostolic reformation that includes an understanding of reforming and transformation society in each mountain or sphere. In other words, all of those are going to come together and manifest in a fourth wave. The great convergence of the ages is coming with a historic fourth wave of the Holy Spirit and a reformation that will lead to the great transformation of nations. Wow, this is an amazing word. Now, I was in a meeting with Cindy Jacobs just last August at the HIM gathering, where she brought some of this forward, and there was such a weight of presence in the room as she brought that forth, that word. It was just awesome. Mark Sharona also alluded to it, and other prophets. I tell you, we are going to experience things in the Spirit. It's still in this birthing stage, but the prophets have spoken. Now, a prophecy is not a guarantee. It's an invitation. But when you know the will of God, then you can position yourself to pray it forth, just like Jesus' disciples did when he prophesied over them that the coming of the Spirit would come. Then they went into prayer, continuous united prayer, and gave birth to that prophetic word. And so we see the birthing of it in Acts 2 for the outpouring of the Spirit. The same is going to happen now. The people of God are going to be praying in this fourth wave. I'm excited about it. She writes, the wind of the Holy Spirit is going to blow with new renewal movements arising in the youth upon centuries-old churches. The power of the Holy Spirit will be poured out in a new, fresh way, manifesting through the young and the old. The miracles that have seemed only to happen infrequently are going to be dramatic. Many working miracles that are creative in nature will be seen in hundreds of churches across the world. Centuries-old churches that have prayed for a renewal move of the Holy Spirit will see their prayers answered. It is time for a new Pentecost. Some that criticize those who are longing for renewal will find they are put out of leadership in their churches and denominations. That's a warning. Both the young and the old will see the power of the Holy Spirit fall on them. This again will result in many, many new missionaries being sent out across the face of the earth that are willing to go to the most difficult and hard to reach areas. And I've seen this especially amongst the younger generation, the millennials, and the seniors. There's going to be a new movement, a new wave of anointing, of empowerment, and of calling that is going to call them to abandon everything and go. And so we are going to see this. Central Asia will be majorly impacted by this missions movement. God is calling a new generation who will go out and evangelize the world. The numbers of those going to preach will increase in large proportion compared to the generation before them. Whoa.
This is so exciting. I mean, we think about, even with us, the Lord told us very specifically early on, he wanted us to establish an apostolic center. He wanted us to establish what we call the VFN Dream Center. We were going to be in Texas, but God said, no, I want it established on the Gulf Coast, because God was going to establish a glory zone where the nations are going to be reached. And you think about all these different things that he's doing. We're no apostolic hubs are being set up and have been set up all around the world. I think about the Church of His Presence in Alabama. I think about Corinth, Texas, and what's happening there with the Chuck Pierce and Dutch Sheets, and they're just all over the place. But it's this cross-pollination taking place. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet become a part of VFN Kingdom Business, where we're all, you know, coming together to do what God's about to birth in this land. This is time to be a part of. You can go to VFNTV.com, check out Partner Now, and get connected, because when we start cross-pollinating and sharing what God's doing and helping out each other in business and ministry and in education and arts and entertainment, all these significant parts of society, the whole culture shifts. Transformation is what it's all about. And that's what the VFN Dream Center is about, and that's what all apostolic centers are about almost like outposts were first established when America was going west. They would put an outpost out there, and then community would birth around that, and they would support all that was taking place. It's exciting to see that. We're going to have more prophetic words. When we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about how the harvest is going to be so large that stadiums are going to be involved. Evangelists, a new anointing for evangelists is going to arise. A new type of evangelist is going to arise. And how God's even shown us the stadiums packed full of people. Make sure you join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
How do I love my enemy?
I think that love begins with the common human experience that we all have. And I think that the loving your enemy gets down to the basic human issues: air, water, lights, food, family, basic human essentials. At least let's love on the level that we exist and then debate on the level that we think. But we have lost all respect and civility. And I think that it comes back to just respecting people because God made them. Mm-hmm. And how can you say you love God who you have not seen,
right,
and hate that is a reflection that he created? You cannot worship him up there while you resent him right here.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV. Your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Well, I'm so excited. We're talking about 17 prophetic words for 2017, and they're just so encouraging, aren't they, John?
Very encouraging.
I am pumped. I am very excited about it. I think about revival, revolution, reformation. You know, we've been seeing these things. God's mm-hmm. been showing these things to us, and everything's shifting. And in this next prophetic word, talking about the harvest and I remember the Lord showed me this huge harvest. It's so big that I was standing on a rooftop, John, and it was so far that you couldn't even see the end of the crowds. Mm. And God had prepared their hearts already. It was nothing. It wasn't some fancy message. It was going to be, I mean, God had prepared their hearts, and all you had to do was just say, come. That's how big it was.
Reminds me of what Bill Johnson said during the Jesus movement.
Yes.
That the environment was such that you could say anything and people were giving their lives to the Lord. You know?
And that is the word for what's going to be happening in this harvest. As a matter of fact, this is Patricia King. This is the 8th of the 17 words, the harvest, the stadium, the evangelist, and a new type of evangelist is coming forth. Let's go there now.
Okay, number 8, harvest for 2017. Stadium gatherings, increased stadium gatherings will spring up in the nations, and many souls are going to be saved en masse. We're going to hear about like mass. I mean, it will not be unusual. It's not going to be just one or two evangelists out there. There is going to be so many emerging evangelists for stadium events, outdoor events, crusades, these massive gatherings. I keep seeing it in the spirit, flashing before my eyes, massive gatherings. And I believe that there will be many of you who are going to go out to these gatherings. I myself am scheduled to go into India in April, where I'm going to go to a gathering where there's 300,000 people. Most of them have never been reached before. And we're going to preach to 300,000 people in one sweep. I'm going with intentionality to receive an anointing for harvest. Many of you are going to travel into different places to be involved in a crusade or a stadium event so that you can pick up the anointing, so that you can catch it, so that you can be in the presence of it, because many, many are going to be saved in 2017 all around the world in different nations. A new breed of evangelists is going to be raised up, preaching with faith, conviction, love, and power. And they'll emerge and they're going to lead the masses to Christ. Now, I want to say this too. There are some that are already seasoned in this. I'll name a few. There's Todd White, for one, a man of God who is so passionate for the lost and willing to lay his life down, walking righteously in virtuous lifestyle and mannerisms, is out there with pure motive to win the lost, preaching strong conviction, but with love. There's going to be a reproduction en masse of young men and women who have that nature. And there are others out there as well, you know, Daniel and it just, there's many others out there that are going to be reproducing themselves. So we're going to see reproduction coming for that level of evangelist. Also, call forth labors. We are to call forth labors to the fields that are white with harvest and pray for churches to be ready to disciple new believers. I also saw people searching, and that they were coming to church to find out answers. They were going on the internet to find out answers. So we need to be able to share with them the love of God so that they can come to Him and receive His love, receive His forgiveness, and receive new life and new hopes.
That is so exciting. We're seeing this fresh move of God in the stadiums. I've seen the stadium. I think about, you know, Pastor Barbara at Barbara Still at the VFN Dream Center. She's seen the stadiums. And literally, I've been in the stadiums like Patricia King's talking about and seen them. And it's for us to begin to just hang in there and realize God's going to break things forth in a big, big way. What God's about to do cannot fit. It just can't fit in a building. The buildings are going to be there to be able to help us train people up and to launch them out. It's so powerful what God's doing. The 9th prophetic word of the 17 is about a new invitation, breakthrough of knowledge and wisdom and understanding. It's a year of new inventions. You always think everything's been invented. Well, God's going to begin to give God-inspired, God ideas and inventions coming, and just new things coming. It's amazing what these young folks today are creating. But listen to this prophetic word. We'll be right back.
Number 9, new inventions and solutions in 2017. It'll be a year of great discovery. Breakthroughs. There's that word breakthrough again. Breakthroughs in knowledge, wisdom, and understanding will bring forth cures, inventions, and technical solutions and advancement.
We're watching that take force. As a matter of fact, what we do every time we come together in the VFN Dream Center, You know, we bring in God's tithes and offerings. We always speak a blessing, you know, over that as we're giving it to God and on those that are giving in as well. And to get God-inspired ideas and inventions. And we're watching just things we have. I don't talk too many details about, but God can just give you a nugget out of the middle of nowhere. I'm at one particular company that's called Airbnb that's around today. But most from it, Facebook was born yesterday. People think it was forever. Right. But Airbnb, which is basically instead of renting a hotel room, you rent a room in your house. Mm-hmm. But a $25,000 investment a couple years ago would produce $35 million in value today.
Wow.
And so we're beginning to see, I mean, everything's going to shift in how things are done. The brick and mortar concepts and doing things. I mean, you can just have an idea and you could bring that idea to the forefront technically. And all of a sudden, you have 1% of the world buying your product. And although you only made 50 cents off the product, the very fact that 10 million people just bought it just...
Or 3 billion people, half the world, yeah.
Shifted your paradigm for... And this is where we're going. I believe God's going to be some great, great... some of the new technology we'll be talking about, we'll have a lot of time for that, you know, as well. But it's exciting. I mean, remember, one of the original words that God had laid on my heart to be able to speak out in the beginning days was, is to literally be able to show up in a gathering without even having to be there.
Mm.
But it would be like a...
hologram?
A hologram.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? It's here. Literally, it looks like you're standing there, you're talking to them instead of watching a movie. You could just be standing in the middle of the room and delivering the Word of God just like that. It's just powerful.
Amazing.
Totally powerful. Well, the next 10th prophetic word is about, of 17, is about social media. You know, we kind of went reluctantly into the whole thing. We got to do this is kind of the new thing right now. As a matter of fact, Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, is traveling the world this year. And he says this is his year for travel. He's beginning to go out and meet. And it's kind of like, wow, that's kind of, you know, a billion folks are on Facebook.
2.3 billion, I believe now.
2.3 billion. And so think about that. That's a way to reach folks. I mean, for example... We're reaching people from all around the nation. We'll talk about that in just a second. I want to hear what she has to say about it. What she has to say about it. This prophetic word, social media, internet, and the media sphere of culture that we talk about. There's a new media impact coming out that's going to reach the world. As a matter of fact, let's look a look. Let's take a look now.
Number 10, social media and the internet. Okay, media. Media is huge, and as Julie has already shared, there are these tensions, there are these agendas behind media right now to get ratings or you know, ratings that will produce money in that. But there is going to be a breed of media servants who are going to forge ahead with the right motives, to bring forth truth and to bring forth the good report and the right report that is unbiased and is not about the ratings, but about, you know, just being authentic and genuine. We are going to see that. But social media in particular is going to be powerfully used for good and for evil. So God wants his people to use social media to give input for his truth. And we're going to see many, many Christians are going to start using media to put out the good word of the Lord. God's going to orchestrate many things to go viral through social media in order to get his word out. And so I want you to pray about how you can use social media effectively to get more and more word out to the masses. There are also going to be exposures of hidden sins and corruption that will be made known to the public through social media. Everything's going to come to the surface. So make sure that you are doing right. It's really interesting with this whole cyber world and that. And of course, we've got cyber hacking and everything going on. We're going to see more of that in 2017. But one of the things, you know, because we know that, you know, there was a supposed hacking Hillary Clinton's emails and that. And she's just one example. I'm not picking on her at all, you know. But just to say this is that if you've got nothing to hide, if you are living upright, if you are living before the Lord in a right way, it doesn't matter what people find out about you. It will be pure. And so let's remain pure because everything that is in the hidden place will be revealed. The cyber world is going to be stirred with great battles in 2017. Much prayer is going to need to be released to protect the masses from harmful invasion, from thefts, from exploitation and exposure. God will raise up many righteous ones who will be on the cutting edge of technology to thwart ungodly cyber hacking. And we need to pray for that, for the emergence of these righteous, technically advanced people who will protect the assets of the righteous.
That's so exciting. I want to encourage you, first of all, realize that the enemy has used a lot of different things to attack a lot of folks. But the biggest attack that's come in the last 5 years, maybe 10 years, has been media with social media, mm-hmm. internet, and that type of thing. And I want to encourage you that, the Word of God says, all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory. But the thing about data reveals the fact that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. And so the fact that people have been tracking your life, and there's a lot of people that have been addicted to internet pornography and that type of thing going on. I think it's like 70%
large percentage.
And today's young people, they're so exposed to it, they don't even know that those things are, that they ever once were bad.
Right.
And they're so falling deep into the crux of this. And I want you to know that you can be set free, that you can call out to God, and God will forgive you and restore you. But understand that whatever's whispered in the darkness, it's going to be shouted from rooftops. And to realize that, begin to say, whatever, I'm going to be bold for Jesus. I'm going to declare his name, and I'm going to be a minister using media for the light and not for darkness anymore. And I'm very encouraged about that. As a matter of fact, we're reaching countries, over 100 different countries.
Yes.
Through what we're doing in social media.
Pakistan, Bangladesh, Egypt, India, Iraq, Tanzania, Indonesia, Philippines, Saudi Arabia, Malaysia, United Arab Emirates, Nigeria, Brazil, Romania, Mexico, Sierra Leone, Ecuador, Algeria, Libya, United Kingdom, Serbia, Zimbabwe, Germany, Tanzania, Oman, Canada, China, Turkey, Albania, Qatar, Fiji, Italy, Argentina, Colombia, Australia.
Right now, we're going into all these places through social media. Why would you not want to carry the gospel to these places? And that's what's going to be taking place. How to have a unique post that'll go viral. We put things up and they go around the world instantly within minutes, and people are being touched, thousands of people.
Encouraged
and inspired, and it's so exciting. Well, listen, before we go to this break, we have this offer for you. This offer is offer 2022. It's Mercy, God's Invitation to a Better Life. This is free. This is our gift to you for becoming a partner of any amount whatsoever, even becoming a VFN Kingdom Business Partner. We will send this to you, mail it to you, or we'll even send it to your email. But understand that it's our partners, our VFN Kingdom Business Partners and VFN TV Partners, that keep us on the air. Here's some more about the offer.
Offer 2022, God's Mercy, God's Invitation to a Better Life. Our God is so good, and he is quick to show us mercy in our lives. But sometimes we can't take it for granted and not realize just how awesome his mercy is, what it prevents in our lives, and how if we don't realize this, we could end up in a place way worse than where his loving mercy rescued us from. This message will place you in the footsteps of someone standing and facing a life sentence before a jury and in front of the judge. I believe you will reconsider how you've been responding to God's mercy, and how mercy is not a ticket to continue, but an invitation by God's love to continue no longer in what led us to the place of mercy. I believe this message will encourage you, inspire you, and remind you of the love of God and just how good life is now that you are on the receiving end of a merciful, loving God. Become a VFN TV partner at VFNTV.com. Partner now or by mail at VFN TV, 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, at Pensacola, Florida 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2022, God's Mercy, God's Invitation to a Better Life.
We're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Imagine you're at your kitchen sink and your five-year-old comes in one day while you're washing dishes, and he says to you with your back turned, "Daddy, can I kill this?"
On today's Focus on the Family Minute, Scott Klusendorf offers a compelling perspective about the value of life.
What would be the first question you would want an answer to? What is it? What is it? Now, dads, I know what you'd say. If he's got a cockroach or a snail, sure, go have fun, just don't show your mother. If he's got the neighbor kitty, whoa. You see, you can't answer the question, "Can I kill this?" until you answer the predicate question, "What is it?" And you know one thing everybody agrees on in the abortion debate? You want to find common ground? We all agree, regardless of your view, that abortion kills something that's alive.
Scott offers more powerful insights and practical ways that you can share your views on life when you listen today at FamilyMinute.org.
And we want to encourage you today. Listen, the Lord is a faithful Father. He is hope and love himself. He's compassionate. He's gracious. He's full of mercy. Things can turn. Things don't have to happen. And that is our desire, and that is our hope.
Right, and that's why it's so important to partner with us. So we can continue to do that trumpet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Partner. We have all different ways how you can do that just by going to VFNTV.com. We have worked very hard to try to put things together in a way that you can easily find it. There's ways for you to partner as a sponsor. There's ways for you to partner as an underwriter. Just go to VFNTV.com and you'll see the torch on the right hand in the center of the page. And you'll be able to follow, has some hands around the torch. That's your hands. That's our hands. That's all of us holding the torch together so that we can continue to keep the light in this dark world, and so that others can come and be informed and grow in the things of God. Listen, we can do this when we have our eyes focused on Jesus and on him alone, and when we have our ears attentive to his very word.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are talking 17 prophetic words for 2017, and we're on number 11. I'm excited about number 11. Let's go right now. This is Patricia King sharing about women, what's going to take place, how women are going to rise and begin to move in these seven spheres of culture, the seven mountains we talk about in VFN Kingdom Business, especially in business. Let's go there now.
Okay, women are going to arise in 2017. Over the last number of years, we've seen the mandate of God released to anoint women into their purposes, and it's been growing exponentially. I have the privilege of leading a network. In fact, if you're a woman serving the Lord in kingdom advancement, I just want to encourage you to pray about joining our Women in Ministry Network. Just go on patriciaking.com. There's more information about that. We've got hundreds of women that are in that network now, and they're just growing and developing and shining for Jesus. It's beautiful. But virtuous Christian women will need to take their place in 2017 and release their voice so that this righteous moral standard can be raised. A counter mandate filled with liberal persuasions will attempt to dominate, destroy, and challenge righteous women's morals and values in the Lord. That is why we have to be stronger than ever. Much prayer will be needed to undergird young women in their education system, who will be assaulted and bullied for their values. So in other words, this could be in college level, university level, high school level, junior high, especially. Those that are wanting to take a strong stand of morality are going to need protection from bullying. And so please pray for that, because there's a war against righteousness and unrighteousness. And God is going to use women to be a voice. Men too, of course, but he's calling women into their place to be strong in that. Many women appointed by God are going to be raised up to the front lines of the seven realms of influence in society. And especially those of you who are women and you have entrepreneurial dreams inside of you, this is your year to step into it. This is your year to invest in those dreams.
This is so important because, you know, a lot of people get caught up in this mindset that I've got to be good to be able to share the good news. And the thing about it is, even when Jesus was stopped and somebody called him out as a good teacher, Jesus turns around and says, who are you calling good? The only one that's good is God. And so the good that's in a believer's life, in a Christian's life, it's only God. I mean, God is empowering us to do these good deeds or to not do what we used to do. But when you free yourself from this mindset of you are righteous in your own works versus righteous through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and your faith in him, you have a lot more compassion on folks. You're no longer comparing your behavior with someone else's behavior. You're telling them that, listen, you know, outside of him, I'm the same as you, but he forgave me and he's empowered me to walk this walk. And as we're seeing that right now, where there was this, women's march that took place in Washington, D.C., and for women's rights, they thought, and so women came to get involved in it, but they found out that they were actually pro-life women. They didn't want their, they were against abortion, and they told them, you can't sponsor this event. Reports are they came very critical and pushed them out of the whole thing, and it's like, you know, you're going to have to be ready for that. I mean, I think we've struggled with wanting to be accepted by everybody, and the truth is, we're going to be treated the same way Jesus was treated. Now, some people are treated bad because they're mean. You know, people aren't treating them bad because they love Jesus and they're moving in love and stuff. They're just hateful folks. But you can treat everybody kind, be nice, and still stand up for what God wants you to stand up for and let them know how much God loves them. And they still they're going to still reject you. Some people are going to hate you. They're going to say all kinds of bad things about you. Jesus said, if that's how they treated the teacher, that's how the student can't expect anything different. And as we talked about in an earlier program, like Dr. King, we got to learn to love in the midst of that. But if you get over the fact that everybody doesn't have to love you and like you, but we have to love them, then you're living for the one, the audience of one. It's so important because to stand up, it may mean in your own household. You may have family members in your own household will ridicule you because you stand up for God. You may have people in your own community, even in your own church. There's people right now, I was just speaking to a minister that said that a pastor had told him, says, listen, when you're speaking in my church, you know, don't speak on this because half the people in here don't believe that and it will upset them. It's like, it's the word of God. Maybe that's the half that needs to be told. The truth gives them a chance to be able to repent. Yeah. And so it's going to be that way. You may lose a few folks, but you'll gain more in the long run, be able to do that. The next prophetic word is about the apostolic intercession and warfare that you know, it's going to be intense and it's going to be foundational. And Satan doesn't just go, Ephesians 6:12 says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness in dark places. Mm-hmm. But just Satan does. You just don't show up as a Christian and Satan go, oh, you got it, my bad, and he's out of here. I mean, he puts up a fight.
Yeah.
I mean, he loses, but if we don't know there's a fight, then we miss it. And this 12th prophetic word talks about this apostolic fight and warfare going on. And God is giving you authority to win this battle in Jesus' name. Listen up, Patricia King.
Number 12, apostolic intercession and warfare. There will be tensions in the earth and in the church. So I'm not saying that 2017 is going to be necessarily an easy year, but it's going to be a great year. But there will be tensions caused by high-level demonic assault and intentions. The Lord of hosts, the King of Glory himself, will manifest in the midst of these tensions, and his spirit, will train us as believers to war on new levels. In my Patricia King Institute, I have a course called New Levels of Intercession in the Spirit from the third heaven in those realms. I would like to invite you to consider taking that course. Just go on patriciaking.com and there's a tab there for the Institute, and go in there and take that course. You'll be seasoned in a new level of intercession. But God is going to give even further revelation this year on how to wield our sword in greater ways. I hear in my spirit a battle cry, and I believe that many will be called to pray much in tongues in this season. The gift of tongues will be a major weapon, as I've pre-mentioned. And again, Donald Trump and his administration are going to need some serious prayer. The nations are going to need serious prayer. There's going to be some volatile issues that only prayer is going to settle. But prayer will settle it if we will walk with God in this. The King of Glory is going to manifest, and his entourage from heaven is going to be there to help us. It's going to be an amazing, awesome year.
Who is this King? King of Glory. I mean, I was thinking about when we were sending up the hill in Jerusalem, or reading that psalm, and we're approaching the gates, and just, I mean, you know, this is going to be the most awesome beginning, the most awesome season for what God's going to do. The sword of heaven is coming down to earth. The turbulence that we talked about a little bit earlier, that, you know, Chuck Pierce prophesied, people are going to be saying, peace, peace, peace. In these first 5 months, hold on, hold fast. But it looks like, you know, it is. God's going to bring justice down on the evil one. Mm-hmm. I mean, things are going to be dealt with, but it's not pretty when things are happening like that. But stay strong. Now, the next word, we're going to skip over the 13th, maybe come back to it. But the 14th prophetic word is about unity. You know, Psalms 113 says that it's like dew on Mount Hermon. It's like a place of the commanded blessing. John 17:23, Jesus says, if you'll just unify in him and him and us, that the whole world supernaturally knows about the love of God. They know that they're loved as much as God loves his son, Jesus Christ. And I just see, you know, we saw some mighty things happen in unity during the Malachi mandate and what God's able to do. And that's coming back in a powerful way. As a matter of fact, here is the word about a unity river, a unity angel over America. Listen up, Patricia King.
Number 14, unity. There is a river flowing from the throne, and its name is unity. And as many streams are going to come together to bring forth a great harvest. And you're going to be hearing a lot about unity. In my document there on 17 prophetic words for 2017, I've included a word from the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders that they had about this John 17 unity. It's going to be amazing, where we're going to see different streams coming together, different peoples coming together. And in our Women on the Front Lines World Convention this year, in the first part of May, we're bringing streams together that have never really been together before. It's going to be amazing to see what God is going to do. And this river that is flowing from the throne is going to bring about such refreshment in the earth as the body comes together. As
I'm very excited about this next word. This next word, I like to call it frenemies. You know, there's been this mindset that if you don't believe exactly like I believe, and if you don't sing like I sing, and if you don't look like I look, mm-hmm. and if you, this is your political persuasion, or this is going on, that we can have nothing to do with each other.
We have to be divided.
And the last 8 years has been about, you know, polarizing. Everything that could be divided was divided. But things are going to begin to come together. We think about, you know, VFN Kingdom business that we talk about all the time with VFN, is the very fact is that, you know, we're unified in the essentials, right? Mm-hmm. There's unity in the essentials, liberty in the non-essentials, and in all things love. And there's a lot of non-essentials that we like to crank up, and it's like we got to begin to come together and unify there's a common grace that goes over a nation and to accomplish the outcome. As a matter of fact, listen to Patricia King as she talks about how enemies are going to form alliances to be able to do a greater good. Listen up.
Number 15, enemies are going to form alliances for the greater good. And you might find yourself, even people that were not with you, that were against you, are all of a sudden going to come into unity with you for the common good, for a greater good. Okay, so they're going to lay down their differences. And this could happen in nations as well, where nations have been having tensions between them, that they were not friends, are going to now become friends in order to fight for the greater good. So we're going to see that in 2017.
We're already starting to see some of that. And it's been, historically, it's been like that, but they're not acknowledging it. But Russia to fight ISIS, I feel like you're going to have Sisi with Egypt come together, with Israel come together, with the King of Jordan, with America to be able to deal with the issue with Iran and mm-hmm. other nations that are going on. But us also, don't be so quick to say no to a relationship. Be open to what God's putting together, because it's not about us. It's about what he wants to accomplish in this day. And I remember the Lord showed me very specifically that America has been so divided. If you say, let's unite around God, you'll find out that everybody won't show up at the same place. And it's because so many things have been told wrong about God over America, you have to find something common to bring them together. Another God's been talked about. Another Jesus has been talked about. Our own former president said, we're no longer a Christian nation. It's not true. We are. But he put that out, and a whole generation heard that.
And so, this
coming together of frenemies, understand that, you know, gathering around the flag won't necessarily be that bad. Gathering around the concept of America, the Constitution. But once we start getting unified in e pluribus unum, though we're many, we're one, we can start seeing God begin to move in a powerful way. And the next word is about kingdom economy, miraculous provision. And I saw this very specifically in my spirit. But let's go to Patricia King first, where she gives this word.
Kingdom economy. This is number 16. Kingdom economy will manifest miracle levels of provision. And oh my gosh, I've seen this. The body of Christ is going to learn how to receive provision out of the realm of the spirit, out of the realm of the kingdom, and it'll manifest in the natural. Faith in the promises of God, connecting with that promise, and then having it manifest. There's going to be many financial miracles, miracles of provision, where you will have a need, and supernaturally, it is going to be met for you. There's going to be many, many blessings of material provision, possessions, in 2017. Philippians 4:19 says, and my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
This is so exciting. We're talking about, you know, the kingdom economy and VFN kingdom business is what we're talking about all the time. That it's exciting to watch. We have people that said, I want to put my shingle out there, be bold for Israel, bold for God, bold for America. And we've seen their companies multiply. We've seen God bless their business. And we noticed this too. As a matter of fact, I was just speaking today to someone who is a Christian. She's gifted in real estate, and how God can begin to share and cross-pollinate in regards to teach you how, as a Christian lady or Christian man, how to begin to own properties and to begin to make a great source of income you never thought about, investment properties. And this is what God's going to begin to do. Economies are shifting. And one thing the Lord showed me was, as soon as judgment comes down on the evil one, as soon as that gavel hits, provision comes, because the enemy is a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but when he's caught, he has to pay back seven times what he stole. But there's also a huge wealth transfer that we've talked about. Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, was releasing that as well, that this whole wealth transfer is coming so that this great harvest is coming in. So VFN Kingdom Business, you can find out more at vfnkb.org. But it's time you can volunteer to be a part of all the kingdom sphere mountain meetings that we have. And maybe it's business, arts, entertainment. We have with education and family and church and religion. It's amazing what God's doing. It's time to be a part of shifting and transforming culture. I have one more time for one more word. We'll make sure the rest is available for you. But we're children. She talks about a prophetic word over what's going to take place with children in 2017. Let's go there now. Patricia King.
Number 13, children. Children are going to have increased heavenly visitations and receive divine insights. And for those of you that minister to children, I just take my hat off to you. You are amazing. And you're going to get further instruction on how to mentor children and instruct them. But there will be an emphasis on children in 2017 in many areas of the world. I saw a vision of masses of children being visited by God. And of course, we already in Cambodia have seen this. We've had a move of God in the slums with children who never even heard of Jesus before, having visitation into heaven, visitations of Jesus himself, and being taught by Jesus supernaturally. And I just had a vision of this happening in many places around the world. I see it in refugee camps. I see it in children that are in very oppressed areas. I see children in America and Western nations being visited by God. So keep children in your prayers, because God has great things for children. And I see leadership on children at young ages. They're going to have wisdom beyond their years. The spirit of wisdom is going to visit children. And just pray over your children in these ways, because what a breed of children is being raised up. Isaiah 8:18 says, "Behold, I am the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells on Mount Zion." Also, there's going to be many people who are going to feel the call to adopt children. And children are literally going to be taken out of destruction and brought into a place of peace.
That's just exciting. When you think about children, I think about the Brownsville Revival. When God first moved at the Brownsville Revival back in 1995, that children were touched so powerfully that day. It was amazing to watch children, that because God began to move powerfully in the auditorium, you know, where we were meeting at, but the children weren't even there. But as soon as they just instantly, without anybody talking to them, they walked straight into the anointing, into the presence of God, and immediately they responded to God's presence. Immediately they began to cry and laugh, and just power of God touched them, and nobody told them anything.
Wow.
Just the presence of God, the glory of God, and children are just so sincere, and so, you know, just free.
It's a great impartation of faith that was upon them, too. They were believing for their teeth to be straightened out and all sorts of miracles.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I want to close out in prayer right now and just believe these words. Remember, prophecy is an invitation from God for you to enter in. I just want to pray that you enter in 2017. It's a breakthrough year. Father God, we love you. We thank you for your encouraging vision and hope and future that you have for us. God, I pray for each and every one that's listening and watching right now, that these words would just be just stirred in their hearts. They would not even be able to rest, because goodness, the goodness of the Lord would overtake them, and they would get a new vision and a new fresh vision for their life and for destiny and for the kingdom, and they would be truly a part of what you're doing in this day. And dear God, we ask you, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are ending abortion. You are ending abortion. Lord, put righteous judges on the Supreme Court, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to end this innocent bloodshed of children in our nation, in abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information. Phone numbers, web addresses, emails, call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.